Well, the month of August is named after the most well-known Caesar next to Julius Caesar, Augustus Caesar. His original name was Octavianus, and he was adopted as son by Julius. He will be named Augustus Caesar in the year 27 BC when he became the first emperor of the Roman Empire. It was Augustus who was the emperor when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And among many achievements of Augustus, probably the greatest is known as the Pax Romana or Roman Peace. We usually make heroes of our warriors, but it is those who make peace that achieve most for their people. The Christian faith is very much about peace. Though conflicts are unavoidable, there is restoration, and there is the greater thing. And Paul's second letter to the Corinthians is a wonderful example of restoration, despite the fact that there was adamant opposition that remained in that church. We are in that section where Paul is making comparison and contrast with the ministry of his opponents. Yung kanyang mga kaaway sa Corinto ay tinawag niyang mga super apostles. The comparison stands on biblical language. New covenant. It's like law versus gospel. External versus internal. Passing versus lasting. And the superiority of Paul's ministry is not in who he is, but in what he proclaims. And we learned in the past that the new covenant ministry is evidenced by the work of the Holy Spirit above the external. Ang ginagawa ng mga super apostles, maaari nakapagpapabago silang panlabas. Ngunit ang bagong tipan na siyang kinakatawan ni Apostol Pablo ay kumikilos ang banal na espiritu upang magpabago ng kalooban. And we also learned that there is more impressive glory in the gospel of Christ than in the law. A lot of people are so impressed with the law, which we rightly should be, but they fail to have the same impression on the gospel, which should be the greater work of God for the salvation of His people. I would invite you now to turn your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Second Corinthians chapter 3, and we'll read from verse 13 to verse 18. Well, let's begin from verse 12. Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened, for to this day, when they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their heads, hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Now here, the sustained contrast between Moses and Christ is intended to extend the contrast to the contrast of the ministries represented between that of the super apostles and that of the Apostle Paul and his team. He proceeds to the use of scriptures. Isa sa mga pagkakasalungat ng ministeryo ng mga super apostles at ng ministeryo ni Apostle Pablo ay kanyang binuksan ngayon sa usapin ng kasulatan. He refers to the well-known incident when Moses showed himself after coming down from Sinai. He showed himself to the Israelites with his face shining. And the Israelites' reaction was one of terror, and they urged Moses to veil his face to hide the glory. Now, Paul a little bit twists that event in the sense that this time the veil is not on Moses, the veil is upon the hearts of the super apostles and those they represent. And what Apostle Paul is saying here and laboring to argue is that the advantage of the new covenant ministry is depicted by that comparison veiled on the part of the super apostles, unveiled on the part of the ministry of the Apostle Paul. Here is my message. One great advantage of the New Covenant ministry is liberty to understand Scriptures. Isang dakilang kalamangan ng ministeryo ng Bagong Tipan ay ang kalayaan na unawain ang mga kasulatan. One great advantage of the New Covenant ministry is liberty to understand Scriptures. Paul observes to this day, when they read the Old Covenant, the same veil remains unlifted. And then he repeats again, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. Hanggang ngayon, kapag binabasa nila si Moses, na tumutukoy sa unang limang aklat ng kasulatan, kapag binabasa nila si Moses, ay hindi nila maunawaan, natatabingan ang kanilang mga mata. Clearly, the contrast that Paul means to underscore is the result of the reading of the Scriptures. The New Covenant ministry of which Paul is a minister contrasts with the super apostles in two ways as far as Scriptures are concerned. First, there is scriptural liberation, kalayaang pangkasulatan, scriptural liberation, and secondly, spiritual sanctification, kabanalang pang-espiritu, spiritual sanctification. Consider first what Paul's point is. What is the advantage of the New Covenant ministry? Scriptural liberation. The word Paul uses to describe the insight that Christians may have of Scriptures is liberty. He repeats that with the word freedom. Now, what contrast comes to your mind when liberty is used or freedom? Well, of course, the contrast of liberty is bondage, slavery. Kung may kalayaan sa ministeryo ng Bagong Tipan, kalayaan sa pagbabasa at pag-unawa ng kasulatan, ang nasa lumang tipan pa rin, ang mga taong nasa ministeryo ng mga super apostles, ang sinasabi ni Pablo ay, hindi nila nauunawaan at ito'y katumbas ng pagkaalipin, katumbas ng pagkakaalila sa kanilang mga kawalan ng kaunawaan. To lack understanding of the meaning of the Scriptures, in other words, is like being in bondage, like being in slavery. Why? Because it is in Christ that Christians attain the liberty of understanding the meaning of the Scriptures. Kay Kristo na tatamo ng mananampalataya ang kalayaan na maunawaan ang kahulugan ng mga kasulatan. God has spoken to reveal Himself in many ways, prophets, visions, but none more complete than the Scriptures. And for generations, it has been the enemy's preoccupation to hide the meaning of the Scriptures. In the medieval period, a system of interpretation was developed known as the allegorical, and its idea is the meaning of Scriptures is hidden in exotic symbols that only priests can decipher. And so the meaning was hidden from the population. During the powerful popes, Scripture was even included in their list of forbidden readings. The idea was conceived that only priests had insight into the Scriptures. It is not for ordinary people, and thus Scriptures were hidden. Fast forward to our generation. Many years ago, an idea was popularized that there is a secret Bible code that someone's computer program alone can decipher. Now, the methods may be diversified, but the common denominator of all of this is to hide the meaning of the Scriptures. The effect is to discourage readers from doing their own searching of the Scriptures. And what Paul is asserting here is something that will explode all the balloons that wrap around the Bible. He affirms only through Christ is it, that is, the veil is taken away. Kay Kristo lamang natatanggal ang tabing na tumatakip sa pagbabasa ng banal na kasulatan. When one turns to the Lord, Paul says, the veil is removed. In other words, when you understand who Christ is and what His redemptive work is, you have the key to unlock the scriptures. And we see this when Jesus rose from the dead, when he was walking on the road to Emmaus, talking to two disciples who did not understand everything that was going on. And he tells them, and the narrative says, and beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He interpreted in all the scriptures things concerning himself. The interpretation of the Bible is concerning Christ. There are many who use the Bible today for many purposes other than to reveal who Christ is. They use the scriptures for quotable, inspiring quotations. They use the Bible for any idea that will give it an authority because of the scriptures. Fascinating stories, material source for disciplines. But the blunt fact is they are blind to the scriptures until they see the key of interpretation in the Lord Jesus Christ. I think I have told you that one of the most significant archaeological discoveries is the Rosetta Stone. I've seen it in the British Museum, probably just a little bigger than this lectern. Now, what is significant about the Rosetta Stone, which was discovered by the men of Napoleon when they invaded Egypt in the 19th century, is that it has three sections. On top is hieroglyphics, Egyptian letters, ancient Egyptian letters. On the middle is cuneiform, Babylonian. And on the bottom is Greek. So it appears that these are translations in three languages. Now, for many years, hieroglyphics was a mysterious language. Experts could not understand it. But now, this time, because experts could understand Greek, they managed, one who spent many hours studying and comparing is a French expert named Champollion. And he discovered something that has been missed by experts for many years. For many years, it was thought that hieroglyphics is picture language, picture letters, that they represent objects. Champollion was able to persuasively decipher it and realize that it is phonetic, meaning they represent sounds. And because of the key of the Rosetta Stone, now hieroglyphics, which are abundant in archaeological sites, could now be read by experts because of the key. Well, it's something like that that I'm trying to emphasize what Christ has done. It is Christ that sets free the reader of scriptures because now he can understand. And what that means to you and me is appreciate and apply your liberty to understand the scriptures. Gamitin mo at isang katuparan sa iyong buhay ang kalayaang maunawaan ng mga kasulatan. Paul calls this privilege as liberty, freedom from an enslaving master of misinterpretation, blindness to the meaning. Because of blinders. In an interview of one young man we did 3 weeks ago, I remember a memorable exclamation when he said, "How could have I missed it?" And how true. That is because of that enslaving blinder upon our eyes. Friends, it has never been a problem of lack of clarity. Ang problema hindi sa walang kaliwanagan. Ang Biblia, yan ang laging ipapaunaw o yan ang laging ikukumbinsihin ng mga tao na hindi mo kayang unawain ang Biblia. But once you see the meaning in Christ, indeed you will exclaim, "How could have I missed it?" And some of you are still missing it because of your blinders. What is your blinder? Ambition? friends, relations, religion. When you have the liberty, there is reason for joy after years of bondage to misinterpretation. And one of the basic practices expected of those who have been set to liberty is read the scriptures. Search for the meaning of the scriptures. The sad reflection of the Apostle Paul concerning the Jews is that they read, or concerning those under the ministry of the super apostles, is that they read, but their eyes are veiled. Now, if those with veiled eyes read the scriptures, how can you not? If you claim to be in Christ, you have been liberated, and you must love the scriptures. If you only realize that the Bible you now possess, some of you in beautifully leather-bound volume, gold-plated pages, and others may even be conveniently navigable tablets. If you only realize that what you possess has had a path in history that is crimson with blood. Many died because they treasured their Bible. And that is something that we should never forget. It is yours with liberty to own, to open and read, and to understand in Christ. Love your Bible, dear Christian. But I will caution you on a misuse of this passage. There are those who, reading this passage, then deny the need for a teaching ministry. They assert that all they need is to read the Bible for themselves and they can have an understanding. And that is why I carefully set this in the context of Paul's comparison of ministries, his and the super apostles. Applying your liberty to understand scriptures extend to faithful attendance to its teaching ministry. Absorb the humility of the eunuch in Acts 8. When Philip encountered him in his chariot, he was reading a passage which is now our Isaiah 53. And when Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The eunuch's humble answer was Acts 8:31, "How can I unless someone guides me?" Do not lose the thrill of receiving illumination of the meaning of a passage of the scriptures. But because it took Christ to die on the cross, rise from the dead, in order to give it its fulfilled meaning. Jonathan Edwards accumulated many resolutions for his personal life. Every time he would encounter an important issue, he would think about it and then he would write resolutions. His resolution 28 reads, "To study the scriptures so steadily, constantly, and frequently, that I may find and plainly receive myself, plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of the same." Niresolba niya, na babasahin niya, pag-aaralan niya ang kasulatan. Oh, you don't have to be a minister, a pastor like me, in order to have the yearning to read the scriptures. But it is yours. It is yours because others gave their lives to preserve the scriptures. And you are now with liberation. Kaya mahalin natin ang ating mga kasulatan. Scriptural liberation is one advantage of Christians over those under wrong ministries. Secondly, spiritual sanctification. Now, Paul extends this further. First, we are unveiled in our reading of the scriptures, but then he extends this further. He says, "We all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, from scriptures the unveiled face of Christians is now beholding the glory of the Lord. Now, it's not a choice, brethren. You don't say, I'll just behold the glory of the Lord, never mind the scriptures. Or I'll read the scriptures and fail to behold the glory of the Lord. Progressive sanctification is the idea of one degree of glory to another. Lumalagong kabanalan. Progressive sanctification is the Spirit's work of conforming us to Christ's character. Paul introduces something in the new covenant that is a new concept of sanctification. As far as the Ten Commandments are concerned, Paul shares that with the super apostles, the place of the Ten Commandments should be maintained. The Ten Commandments continue to be a standard for Christians to be holy. But there is something new in the new covenant holiness not present in the old covenant. What is not present is conformity to Christ. There is a new standard that Paul is setting forward. And progress here is described as leaving from one degree of glory to another. It's like an increasing wattage of bulb. You see the increasing brightness. And that is what Christians ought to have. Ang dapat na maranasan ng mga Kristiyano ay lumiliwanag, nadaragdagang kabanalan sa pamamagitan ng nakikita natin kay Jesucristo. The Israelites could not even stare on Moses' shining face. New covenant believers behold the glory of the Lord. But as we stare at the glory of Christ, it is not just that we may admire, it is that we may be transformed. Transformed from one glory to another. How does this happen? And Paul says, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And that is what I mean by the word spiritual. Spiritual means of the Holy Spirit. Sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But one concept, one standard we have in the new covenant that is not present in the old is that we now have conformity to Christ. The Spirit and the Scriptures are put in the most intimate and inseparable connection in the New Testament. Beware of those who claim Spirit experiences who are careless about what Scriptures teach. Sasabihin nila, ako'y inudyukan ng Espiritu. Ngunit, saan sa kasulatan? Hindi mo makikita. Watch against claims of Scripture teachings, on the other hand, that ignore their need of the Holy Spirit. What joins them together, Spirit and Scripture, is to understand that our reading of Scripture is for the purpose of holiness. You don't read Scripture just to have a memory verse for debate. You don't read Scriptures just to enjoy its fascinating stories. You don't read Scriptures to look for something quotable. 2 Timothy 3:16 is the classic statement. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. So from teaching to righteousness of life. Nangyayari ba isa iyon na kapag binabasa mo ang kasulatan habang pinag-aralan mo ang isang katuruan, ay tumitimbang sa iyong pamumuhay ng kabanalan? It has not been a good period for aviation with crashes and the shooting down of a Malaysian airline plane. But actually, aviation is still the safest. Yun nga lang, kapag may isang bumagsak, malaking balita agad. Kaya takot na ang mga tao. But aviation remains the safest. You will more likely be killed on the road than on the air. The reason is because of the instruments. Airplanes are equipped with instruments that tell them where they are exactly in their flight. Now, our cars don't have that. They tell us of our speed. They tell us of our gasoline. it doesn't tell us exactly where we are. Planes have that instrument. Now, scriptures are our instrument to guide us, to tell us where we are at. And we must use that. And this is where I would challenge you. Because sanctification is about conformity to Christ. Have clear projects of conformity to Christ in your life of sanctification. It is either a character that you could hardly say you already possess, and you need a portion of the glory of the Lord. Or it is a character that you may need greater degree of glory to display more Christ-likeness. Such is the diversity of the perfections of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will never run out of specifics to focus on. Sometimes we think that there are opposites that cannot go together, but in Jesus we find them in perfect harmony. Think, for example, about compassion. We think of compassion as that sense of pity to those who are in need, in misery. On the other hand, passion. We think of passion as that zeal of spirit that kuminsan parang hindi natin napagsama. In Matthew 23, we read the woes of Christ against scribes and Pharisees. But towards the end, we see him weeping over Jerusalem. A passionate Lord and Savior, yet compassionate to the lost. So I ask you, what character do you need to develop that you will find in Christ in perfect harmony? It is good and practical to think of projects for sanctification as conformity to something of Christ. But we will be on the wrong track if we start with sheer power of resolve and discipline. Remember what Paul says. This comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit, bringing us back to new covenant terms. Today is the 81st anniversary of the founding of the Wycliffe Bible Translation Society, founded August 10, 1933. It is translating Bibles in many languages, helping missionaries, and we know who it is named after, John Wycliffe, the man who is called the morning star of the Reformation. Before there was the likes of Martin Luther, John Wycliffe was there. And he suffered. Although he died in his old age, when the Roman Catholic Church discovered where his grave was, they ordered it to be the bones to be dug up and again burned it on the stake. This is the book you possess. Men have shed blood for it. Men suffered for it. And yet you have it in beautiful volume. And the most important thing is you have been liberated. Now, my friend, do you know what the message of scriptures is? It is the Lord Jesus. And I want to ask you, have you had your time of being confronted about your sin? And that your only Savior is Jesus. I apologize for the disruption of the service last Sunday. It was unintended. I would have wanted to continue, but I know I would collapse, although I was okay with that. There's nothing more glorious for a preacher's exit than when in the pulpit. But my friend, what I was thinking was, although my heart was thinking that I could not preach, I pray to the Lord that He would give me more years, because I still want to see things happen. And one of those things is for you to come to Christ. Those of you who have heard this message time and again, I would like to live through the day when I will see you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. What a glorious gift we have. while others died trying to own their scriptures, we have it, and we are privileged for it. We read it. We study it. You hear the preaching of it. You know your privilege. Have you come to the message of the scriptures? And that is the Lord Jesus. Let's close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos at mabuting Ama, nawa ngay tunay naming mapagtanto ang aming dakilang pagpapala na sa bagong tipan, kami ay nabigyan ng susi ng pagkaunawa ng kasulatan at ito'y kalayaan mula sa dati naming pagkakaalipin. Pinapanalangin namin ang sinumang naritong nananatili sa gayong pagkaalipin, pagkakatabing ng kanilang mga puso na hindi nauunawaan ng kasulatan. Panalangin namin na buksan mo ngayon ang kahulugan ng kasulatan para sa kanila at makita nila ito sa aming Panginoong Hesus Kristo. And indeed, Father, as we have sung, oh, may these heavenly pages be my every dear delight. Grant, O Lord, that we would really delight in the scriptures. May it not be a mere display on our shelves that we bring to church on Sundays. Rather, may it be our constant daily companion, and that we may indeed find therein the source of our strength, the source of our daily guidance, and especially the source of our sanctification. We thank you that because of Christ, we are now liberated to understand the scriptures, see its interpretation in what Christ has done and his redemption. And may the effects on us be spiritual sanctification. We are indeed even more privileged in the new covenant that we now have this standard of sanctification not present in the old covenant, that we have conformity to Christ. Help us, Lord, to see what character of Christ we may yet conform our character to in increasing degree. May it be a challenge to each one. And we pray that by this we may truly demonstrate that we are those who are not just claiming the work or the experience of the Spirit. We are those who see and bring together the Spirit and the Scriptures, because the Scriptures are inspired by God to the end that we may live righteously. So challenge us today, and may everything redound to your honor and to our own transformation to the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.